Well, they're in executive session, they asked me to get started. My name is Cindy Mangus, I'm with Delaware River Solar. And I'd like to introduce Ed Mason. He's newly just getting started, one of our local sales reps, and he lives in Willsboro. So I happen to come from, all the way up from Calhoun, which is in Sullivan County, which is where we built our first couple of projects. And we've started to build now all of the state. So I'm going to start with the first question, show of hands, how many of you have heard about community solar? How many of you think you know what it is? Maybe. All right, so are there any panels on your property? No, unless you're the owner of the land where we build the solar farm. So that's the first important thing to understand, nothing on your property. So not only is there no equipment on your property, it doesn't cost you anything. And I know you're going to look back at me and say, how can that be? Well, because in New York State, the way community solar has been developed and built through NYSERDA and the Public Service Commission is that solar farms are developed in towns that approve them. And if you are not aware, we built four projects out on Boaz Road here in the town of Norse. So those were built by Delaware River Solar, and we're now looking to build more in the town of Moores, and we're also in the planning stages in the town of Plattsburgh, and we're building in lots of other places around the state. So why? The reason this all came about is because in 2015, New York State adopted some renewable energy guidelines about climate change. And the number one thing that was done then was to determine that by 2030, New York State wanted to be 50% renewable. We were about 23% renewable at that time. So we had a long way to go. So these community solar farms are one of the huge initiatives to try to get the state more renewable. So we're not dependent upon fossil fuels and energy coming from other countries and other locations. So what does that mean for you? Well, if you're a NYSEG customer, New York State Electric and Gas, and you currently do not have a solar installation on your property that is grid connected, then you qualify for community solar. And the way that we do it, it's different based on different developers, but we are the developer for this area, and our program is a 10% discount off the NYSEG rate. So I happen to be a customer down in Sullivan County, and for those of you that don't know where that is, it's on the Delaware River. That's where we get our name, Delaware River Solar. It's about an hour south of Binghamton. To get here, I go to Kingston. I'm about an hour and a half from Kingston off the thruway, and pretty much directly west till you hit the river, and that's where we put the first solar farms. Not on the river, because there's a federal river corridor, but we built them outside the river corridor. So, what happens is we build the solar farms, we interconnect them with the grid, in this case it's NYSEG. We're also building in RG&E territory, Rochester Gas and Electric, and hopefully soon to be a national grid, because I know there's some national grid around here. We hope to have some projects there in the next month or two. But right now, if you're a NYSEG customer or Rochester Gas and Electric, which I know is not around here, but if you're one of those two utilities, you qualify. And the way Delaware River Solar has built the program is instead of you paying the full kilowatt hour rate to the utility, which right now is about 10 cents to NYSEG, you pay us 10% less than that, which is about 9 cents. So I'm a customer, I have been for over a year, and I get discounts on my NYSEG bill. If you open this up, a lot of what I've talked about so far is in the first couple of pages, so feel free to look that over. And then you get to the middle and there's an insert. This is how the billing works. And this is one of the slightly tricky things about the process. New York State has not adopted regulation to allow community solar on the utility bill. We would prefer that they did, to be a little easier. But we're required by law to bill you separately. So what happens is, if you look at the NYSEG bill and if you look at the insert, this just came out this month. So you'll notice in the booklet, this is the way the billing was last month and for the first year that I was a customer, that's how it looked. This is the way the billing has started to look in April, that was their first billing cycle. And what you'll notice if you go down the bill is in about the, like the second table, you'll see something that says period ending. And then if you look across, you'll see something that says current CDG generation. Did you find that spot? It's like the second section down. CDG stands for Community Distributed Generation. That's what New York State calls community solar. If you were to look at the regulation and you wanted to read the hundreds of pages of regulation, you would look for community distributed generation. That's the guidelines that we fall under. So you'll also notice under that it says 491 kWh. Do you see that? This customer, and this is a real customer bill, by the way. We took their name off and we took their nice account number, but this is a real customer. They got 491 credits that month. So the next question is how do they get distributed? Look down into the bill and you'll see two more sections. The delivery section of the bill and the supply section. NYSA split it into two credits. The first one is, you'll see CDG generation credit 261. Do you see that? I know it's small. Across you'll see minus $23.78. That's the credit on the delivery side. Go down a few more lines into the supply side and you'll see CDG generation credit 230 kWh. 261 plus 230 gets to the 491. This customer got in total about a $45 credit on their NYSA bill, which means they did not pay NYSA for those 491 kilowatt hours. Why? Because that's the portion of electricity that we generated on their behalf that month. Every month like today, we're not producing that much power. We are producing because there's enough light. We actually produce even when it's cloudy and rainy. But on really beautiful sunny days, like Saturday, was it beautiful and sunny up here? It was down in Sullivan County. So we were producing tons of electricity. So NYSA keeps track of how much we produce at every single project. There is a meter on the project. NYSA comes out and reads the meter every month. And they say, oh, you produced 100,000 kilowatt hours. So Cindy's a customer of the project, and Ed's a customer of the project, and maybe Kelly's a customer of the project, and Chris. So how much do each of you get credit for? And that's based on your allocation, which is based on how much electricity you use in a year. Okay, so NYSA knows how much to credit everybody. And then if you flip it over on the back side, this is the DRS bill. So Delaware River Solar billed this same customer for 491 credits, but instead of paying 10 cents, if you look at the rate, you'll see NYSA's rate that month was 9.1 cents. We billed the customer at 8.19, which is 10% less. And the customer saved 10% on their electricity. So it seems complicated, but if you think about it simply as supporting renewable energy, getting away from fossil fuels, reducing your carbon footprint. How many folks know what that means? Do you know what your carbon footprint is? How much carbon we all produce and distribute into the atmosphere. So at the bottom of the bill, we also tell you how much carbon you've offset for participating in the project. To me, that's as important, if not more, than the $4 that this customer saved. Because, you know, if you believe in renewable energy and climate change as passionately as I do, that's a pretty important goal. And that's why New York State has started doing this in so many places. So the bottom line is, the town board asked us to be here tonight to talk to folks about the projects, about why they were brought to Morris, why we're building in other places around the state. There are tax benefits to the town of Morris. There are benefits to folks who sign up in the form of a discount. And what's most important is this doesn't cost you anything. So you don't pay to sign up. There's no monthly fee. There's no fee to cancel. We have a 1-year agreement, but it's not really a contract because you can cancel anytime you want. So if you decide you're in the program and at some point you just decide for whatever reason, I think in our 2 years of existence, we've maybe had two customers cancel. And one was just because we do everything electronically and who's not real familiar with email and, you know, reviewing their bills. So you get an email notification from us with your bill attached. It tells you how much it is for that month, shows you everything that I just showed you, the savings and what you're going to pay. And then that is processed automatically. We do require auto pay. And the biggest reason for that is because in order for us to produce the energy at an economical rate, we need to eliminate as much work in the process as possible, make it as efficient as possible, and so we do require auto pay. So without going too much longer, because I don't know how long the executive session will be, how many folks have questions? Does that make sense? Yes.
Yeah, okay, this is an actual bill.
Yes.
And it showed that they used 783 kilowatt hours.
Yes.
And they only credited 491 hours.
Correct.
So they're going to get a separate bill from NYSEC.
This is their NYSEC bill. So they're going to owe NYSEC for the remainder of those kilowatt hours?
At the normal NYSEC rate.
Yes. And that's because this was March. So we produce, the bulk of our energy is produced in July, quite a bit in August as well. We start peaking, it's a bell-shaped curve, right? We produce less in January, February, November, December, January, February, then we start to produce more in April, starts to get pretty high, May, June, July, August, and September is our high month. So this is not one of the highest producing months because it's a recent bill and it's from March.
So there will more than likely not be any months where our allocation would equal our usage.
There will be, and it's the highest producing months usually. So last year for me, May, June, July, August, September, I don't think October, I paid NYSEC only the basic service charge, which on a service class one, a residential account, is $15.11 plus tax, gets you to $16.16. Then there's like about an 8 cent difference with NYSEC. So for those 5 or 6 months, I paid NYSEC $16.25. Everything else that I paid for my electricity, I paid to Delaware River Solar at the 10% discount. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm following you so far.
Cool.
What about during the winter when those panels are covered with snow?
What'll happen is in May, June, July, August, September, the project produced more power for me than I used because I, you know, it's not quite as cold where I live as it is here, but just about. So we produce more power in the summer. So NYSEC allocated me more credits in the summer than I actually used. I got the benefit of those in November, December, January, February. And in March, they start to run out and we come into the new cycle.
So NYSEC does keep track of all of
that. Absolutely.
And they just divvy it out through the months.
Yes. And they give us a very detailed, it's called a host summary. They give us a very detailed spreadsheet of every customer account, how many credits they gave you in March, how many credits they gave you in April, how many. So we have a detailed accounting of everyone's credits for every single month, and then we bill them based on what
they
use.
So they still read our meters? And
yes.
And the meters?
You're still always going to be a NYSEC customer. You know, let's say someone asked me one time, what if something happens to the panels and you don't produce that month? Then you will still get all the power that you need from NYSEC. That's the cool part about that's the importance of renewable energy and getting energy sources from multiple places. So NYSEC will provide you power from whatever source they get it from that month, even if by chance it didn't produce.
So do you pass that information on to the customers so that we know what our allocation total is,
yes,
how much we've used,
yes,
how much we have left, so that way all of a sudden when March or maybe in February we're out and
right,
all of a sudden you'll now we're right again?
Let's go back to that second section of the NYSEC bill and you'll notice a couple of things where it says 0 kWh.
Yep.
You see that first cell, it says prior excess CDG generation, 0 kWh. If you had some prior excess from July or August, that's where you would see it. And if you carried over some from this month, you would see it in the last cell remaining CDG generation. I actually used this bill because there wasn't any prior and there isn't any carryover, because that just gets a little more complicated for folks, but your questions are literally on the money. That's exactly where you would see it.
So, looking at this bill then, what part is standard and it's going to be their constant, that top delivery charge section?
Basic service charge, $15.11. We all pay that. I pay that in Sullivan County, it's the exact same number. If you're a NYSIG customer in New York State, you pay $15.11. That's for them to connect to your house and to ensure that you have connectivity. So if you have a problem with your service, if you have a problem with your electricity, if the power goes out, you're going to call NYSIG. That's what gives you power to your house. Everything else by New York State law can be offset by community solar. Both from the next line down, delivery charge, everywhere you see KWHs, all those charges can be offset by community solar in New York. All right, let me get to some other folks who had a question. Go ahead and hand up over here.
I just wondered if there was, for your eligibility requirements, was there a different guideline or anything like that?
There are some eligibility requirements. So if you go to the insert right in the middle where this bill was, go to the left page, and you'll see that. So one of the requirements is that New York State requires you use 1,000 kilowatt hours per year annually. I use that per month, and I have an 1,800 square foot house, not big. I use about that a month, but that is the minimum, 1,000. Some of the other requirements are, it doesn't work with budget billing. And this is a bummer for folks, but we try to give you a fairly budgeted bill, but NYSIG doesn't have a way with their administrative system to handle the credits if you're on budget billing, because if you want, folks know what budget billing is with NYSIG, right? So you get a budgeted amount each month, and what happens is at the end of the year, whatever your annual cycle is in, they reconcile that, which means you wouldn't get any of your community solar credits until they reconcile. You don't want that, and we don't want that for you. So if you do want to participate, you do have to cancel your budget billing. So that's another requirement. Residential accounts, service class 1, that's a regular residential. Service class 8, which is a day-night meter. Service class 12, which is usually ad, day, mid, night, all qualified. Small commercial, regular small commercial is a service class 6, and an on-off, day-night, service class 9, all qualify for a 10% discount. If you have a large commercial demand meter, which means on the bill for your business, it measures not only KWH, but KW. Then that's called a demand meter. And yes, you potentially can qualify for the program. Generally, we only have capacity for very large demand meters, so like 300,000 kilowatt hours and larger, and the discount is 5%. So the program works a little bit differently on the large meters. Other questions? Yes?
I signed a few friends or a few family members up 2 years ago when they started building Compost Road.
Cool.
And I got emails saying that they'd been sold out, canceled, and you know, I was getting emails from my family members that I had helped sign up saying, was this, it's been canceled? So everything had been canceled, and I still have those emails.
Please, I'm going to give you my card. We did not cancel anyone.
So I suspect. I signed up for 2 years, and I know other people who I've helped sign up, because I was a big advocate for this. I was attracted to the discounts coming, the solar plans are coming. Then we got another pamphlet in the mail or the newspaper saying we had to pay a subscription service that was $3.95 or $4.95 a month. We talked about it at the town board meeting. There was $100 going into the library more since we signed up, but there was no discount. That was a third program.
Okay.
So I'm just concerned that I've signed up for several programs trying to support this, because I think it's a good initiative for the town and nothing has worked.
So first and foremost, I do want to see those emails because I suspect it wasn't us. One of the issues that we've had, and I don't know if this is, I'll let Kelly speak for herself if this is why, partly why you wanted me to come, but is that there is a proliferation of solar offerings out in the state.
Right, but they've all come and spoke at this meeting, so the board are going to be on that.
Okay, well that's good. But they're not, they weren't, those programs that you talked about, if there was a fee, that was not us. If you got canceled, That was not us. We haven't canceled a single customer. What I can tell you though is if you truly are on the BOAS project, and I can look for you before we leave tonight, if I can get on the Wi-Fi, I can look in our database. The project hasn't gone live yet. So you wouldn't, if you are on the project, you wouldn't have started to see credits yet because we haven't quite completed the interconnection with them.
And I understand that, but like I said, I received a cancellation email saying that the company had been sold and was through a different company that was taking care of it. I had actually called to get some more information because I didn't want to tell family members something that wasn't clear on.
Right.
And like I said, we've had several presentations at this town board meeting, all from different events.
Do you know who that would have been?
Griffin Miller or Fuller.
We did have some.
That would have been our development team, but not a sales team sounding sign up. That was our, just our project development team during the development. I want to talk with you afterwards, absolutely, and I want to get those emails from you, and I'll give you my card. All right. Anybody else have a similar experience? All right, well, that's good, but we want to try and get that fixed.
Also, we followed the instructions according to the two spokesmen that came for Delaware Solar. It was on their website, all they give up.
Like I said, I called Delaware. And then that's why I was so surprised to receive the cancel. And I'll talk, I don't mind talking to you about it after. Last month we were told, or 2 months ago, in town board meeting, that if there was, if we didn't like it, just don't sign up.
Right. Which is good advice, but I want to try to fix it for you. The customer support team that you would have called works for me in our Calhoun office. So the only other thing I can think of is we hired an outreach firm for a while last year. Somehow we may have gotten sent to them, and we are no longer working with that organization. We've taken it all back in-house because it just didn't go the way we wanted to. So we have nobody else representing us. So I'd be happy to meet with you afterwards.
And then part of the reason I'm here, my name's Ed Bason, I've been in the telecom business from close to 40 years. And I own my own telecom business, so I understand deregulation back in the early 80s. This is deregulation, not to get it from NYSEG or the grid or whatever. We have options on that. Secondly, I still own my own telecom company, but I also live somewhat local. I don't live down in Southern County, I'm down in Baltimore. And I work also with ACAP, which is Adventure Community Action Programs, and do the after school programs for Essex County. Cindy and I have known each other for probably 10 years, and she talked about this for the last couple of years again, and I was like, you know, the last thing is nothing in my foot until I tried it. It's big because you and I talked directly. I really did get 10%, and I am all about reading and all that, so it was good. But I think it's important because I've been in sales all my life, that you have all the presence. And it might not be right here, but we'll still be a lot closer to Delaware. That's why I joined other company. I don't even have a card yet. I have the cards that I have in my cell phone, and I think I could help people a lot by being more present here. And I get you folks that are cards and all those things, and I get to get a board, and I'm part of the board that I request for, so I understand it. So I'm getting out my cards, and I think you two should get together after the children's emails, because that kind of scares me. Yeah, I don't have a card yet. So, but I'm going to join you again. Please feel free to call me on the cell, and I'll work with you because I do also know the organization down there.
And if anybody else has any concerns like that, we want to hear them. So I'll keep my contact info here. But that phone number that's on when I hand it out, that goes to our office in Calhoun to my customer support manager, and she sits two desks away from me. All right. So thank you, folks, for giving us the time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Make a motion to come out of the executive session, Jeff.
Okay, yep. Don made a motion. Nick, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, Carrie. Thank you. All right, Howie.
About 3/4 way done checking off our winter sand. Depending on weather, it'll be done another couple of weeks. We've got a couple of demo rubber tire excavators we've been trying out. Just something to see what'll fit and replace them two old ones.
Right.
Nothing, just getting see what's out there.
Okay. Yep.
I put the auction surplus stuff on hold because I hadn't gotten quotes back for pickups yet. Chevy couldn't do nothing until after June. They didn't make the regular cabs.
No.
In 19. I gotta wait till 20.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody got to ride any roads. They better pick than what I got as far as paving.
Yeah. They're all bad. It was just a terrible winter.
I tried to talk to Carl from the county today, but he was super busy to see who's going to Tappan Road Bridge, what the timeframe is on that. Right. So we could cover the whole thing when they do their section of the bridge. Kind of like the plan, rather than have a joint and see for
right.
some reason.
Right.
It needs.
Yeah.
It wouldn't take a lot to keep it up.
To finish it, yeah. Okay.
LaForest Road. I've got to do something with part of Lamberton and LaForest Road or we're going to lose the truck. The plow was catching towards spring and
okay.
I didn't know if anybody else had any other, as far as higher traffic roads. I mean, they're all in rough shape, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I see the county's marked out Woods Falls Road, so they must be going to redo that one.
Apparently, they're doing 3 mile stretches in spots because I wanted to talk to them on Tappan Road and then the North Star down between Dupree Road and Garen Road. There's a major wheel ruts.
Yeah, that their section or our section?
No, that's theirs.
That's theirs.
We go from Hemingford to Perry's Mills. Oh. They go from Hemingford to Blackness.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Then I talked to you and closed the uniforms.
Yep.
I'd like to hold the check until approved payment, but hold it until make them squirm a little bit to get our clothes fixed.
Okay. All right.
Everybody's fine.
Have you talked to him yet, or?
I talked to John, the driver. And
okay. So you know about it?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't think it'll take long. He seemed to be on top of it the last time they figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And then with the rollover money from last year, can we make a motion to put the extra 140 in the pavement?
Yeah. If your money, you can do what you want with it.
I think you gotta make a motion to take it out of that one and put it in the pavement account or does it matter?
No, no matter. It's all in your highway account, so
it's under the highway budget, so
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spend it.
Because
yeah.
That'll help cover some other roads.
Mm-hmm.
You can make things go a little farther.
Yep. Okay.
Other than that?
Good. All right. Thanks, Chris. Library. Art's not back from his trip yet. You got anything, Irvin?
Their next meeting won't be until next Tuesday.
Okay.
They're still. Mm-hmm. What they're doing.
I know he emailed me last week. He said they haven't heard anything on the grant money yet. So.
No, I haven't heard anything on the grant money. They're supposed to follow up on that. We're having a meeting next Tuesday to discuss that and some more purchases for the grant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. Dog control. Everything going?
Everything's going good.
Going good? Okay. I got a letter from one of our residents. It says, good evening, Mr. Menard. I would like to express my gratitude to Mr. Guerin, Town of Moore's dog control officer, for his efforts to speak with a owner of an aggressive dog in Moore's Forks. I contacted Mr. Guerin regarding an aggressive dog near our home in Moore's Forks and expressed my concerns as this dog attacked another dog. I also stated that there are many other individuals that walk their dogs and walk with their children frequently in the area. I shared my concerns for theirs and our safety, as my family and our dog walk in Moore's Forks every day. Mr. Guerin acknowledged my concern and stated he would immediately address the situation. Mr. Guerin immediately attempted to contact the owner. Once Mr. Guerin made contact with the owner of the aggressive dog, he then followed up with me and let me know that he had spoken to the owner of the dog. I want to say thank you once again to Mr. Guerin and to let him know that I appreciate his efforts and timely following up regarding the situation and my concerns regarding the aggressive dog. Respectfully, Karina Carden. Okay? I also want to thank you. You're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Jeff, are you getting the paper that Janet wants him to have in his vehicle for when he goes to the homes?
What paper is that?
Just something saying that he's DCO, so he's got proof. She's coming back in a month, so she wanted something. She said it could just be a paper saying that he is DCO, so if he's on somebody's property, he's got something showing that it's
like we have for the fire department.
Yeah, just an ID. Doesn't need a
picture. As long as you got here, you signed your name on the long one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll have to see what the word for everyone get theirs.
We get through the county.
Yeah.
Emergency services does ours. But
okay.
Because we all, the fire department, all firemen have an ID card saying that they're belong to the fire department.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check into it then and see where we can get them. I'll get you each one.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Beautification.
Yep. We've got all the flower pots to Mrs. Watts, so they'll be out soon. We have a meeting tomorrow night at 7. I don't know if you're free, Chris. Can you come to it?
I'll try.
Okay, it'll be here. I know where it is. and we have 25 flags. I don't know if this is going to step on people's toes and we're not absolute right now, but we're going to condense the flags right down Main Street. They're not going to be all over the town. Flags.
Thank you.
Christmas lights, banners. We're going to concentrate on just a nice, straight, bountiful display in town and in North Forest. But it's only going to be a few because it's a short space.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking if anybody knew who the liaison was between the beautification and the board. I think Kelly's going to look at it. And whoever it is, can they come maybe to the meeting tomorrow night at 7 here?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
We'll find out.
Okay, thanks.
Well, one of us is there. Everybody.
The flag poles. We went and checked the flags today, and obviously we're going to order more. And Bruce is fixing all the poles that need fixing for us. And he said that is it an issue?
Who's going to help him, Bruce? Whoever.
Well, whoever you have.
Yeah, whoever you want to help him, he'll do it. Most of these items can just go up with that big ladder, so there won't be any issue. Okay, great. The other thing, we have those, they're like benches with a half table up to the soccer field where Bruce keeps his. Can we put those down near the river? Can that be cleaned up, mowed, and down there? I don't know. Did you have another option? I know we're smart. Did you have other options for
it? No, we were just looking. I mean, we put a couple up in Moore's Forks, but yeah, no, that's fine. You know, like I say, you know, and when Bruce was doing his run around with the mowing, you can hit that too.
We got a plenty new lift for him. I think there's some people that will utilize, all my grandkids have picnics, I don't know.
Yeah.
If that's all right.
No, it's there, we might as well use it.
All right, great.
Is there a garbage somewhere near that also, because if you're going to use it?
Well, like anywhere
we can else. We can get a barrel and put it down there, yeah. Is that it, Crystal?
For that.
That it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has something else.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Assessor Larry's not here. Youth Commission from the youth, nobody from the youth. Town Historian, nope. Fire Department, we got a report from Danny Dumas, the fire chief. They had a total of 12 calls for the month of April, 7 in the town, 5 in the mutual aid. They had a total of 56 so far this year. Had 2 house fires, 1 garage fire, 1 motor vehicle accident, two barn fires, 1 power line down, 1 good intent, and 3 grass brush fires. And was submitted by Dan Dumas.
We've also got 3 new members taking firefighter 1 right now, going through the training. So 3 interior firefighters will have in a few months, 3 more. That's good.
Yep, very good. Okay, EMS, anybody from EMS? Court, they've got the court report for the month of April, $12,356. Of that, $8,857 went to the state, and $3,519 went to the town wards. $20 looks like Tan County. Okay. Old business. Last month we brought up that they're going to have a tire roundup up at the town garage. I think it was the 14th they originally scheduled, but now it's been changed to the 22nd of June. And they're looking for anybody that wants to help out that day, help stack tires. What they're going to do is this, they're going in the trailer, they're going to try to stack them so they get as many as they can in there. So if anybody's not busy on the 22nd and they want to go up and help, they definitely would not refuse it. You know, the less the town workers got to do.
Do we have contact for like Boy Scouts, or we talked about that today?
Yeah, I don't know who does Boy Scouts now. You know Mark?
There is no Boy Scouts in Moores right now.
Oh no?
No.
Okay.
We thought that, what's his name, from Soil and Water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like a community group.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the inmates. Huh?
Is that a weekday?
Saturday. Yeah, so they won't go up on Saturday. Only during the week, the inmates. Anything else on our old business? New business. What's under new business? Yeah. Trying to figure it out here. It was $15,000.
That included the
that's here. The fire station is here. That's all the cameras. The fire station and is here. And then you've got $4,800 for must be the carbon monoxide detector. And it's 2150 for the carbon monoxide for this part. And then there's $4,800 for the town garage, and then $4,800 for the EMS building. So without the EMS building.
Without the EMS?
Yeah. So then on the $4,800 for the EMS building. And around 27. And I think right now we only got like 22, I think, is only in the budget for that.
Before you do anything at my highway, they let my generator fix first.
Fix that. I've been telling you to fix that. Now, what you waiting for?
You got any quotes?
I don't have any quotes.
Jamie ain't turned nothing in?
He ain't, I ain't seen him.
You have another electrician? I know they're busy.
Yeah, I know they are. But yeah, no, I mean, it's, get it fixed. Find somebody, I mean, somebody else has gotta be around it.
We were nervous the other morning.
So. Okay, so that's the scoop, looking at 22.5 or 27 if we do EMS building also. So, well, the EMS building is just fire. There's no cameras in there, it's just fire. Fire and carbon, I think. Yeah. Fire department.
You're trying to get a grant?
Huh? They tried, she was trying to, Jessica was trying to get it through the court grant, but they were giving her a hell of a time. They were.
I'll explain why, Jeff.
Huh?
Because they are only gonna do it for the court and
right.
Put under town.
Well, that's fine if they wanna do it for the court. I mean, that.
Yeah, but.
According to what Jessica's saying, they just shot her right down.
Yeah, but she put it under the town. She said it was for the town and automatically they said no on that.
Right.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. Had she said for it, it would have been all right.
Well, they still have
it. It was the wording.
Do they still have it? Can we still get
well,
it?
Well, I think she might have to wait for another year.
No.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's an absolute no right
on. Right.
So.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right, so.
Was there more to that quote than they gave us the last time? Because I have, it was showing 15,300 on one.
Actually, it's less than the one, it's less than the quote that they gave us the last time.
And then it's 2150 for.
Right, but they didn't do any carbon monoxide.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't do anything up at the garage. The garage is added on. Garage is added on, and then
okay.
The carbon monoxide is added on.
Because that's just these quotes are just for here.
Right. I mean, if we want, for now, we can do just the cameras, or cameras and carbon. But like I said, we've got
did have a carbon monoxide incident over here about how long ago?
About a month ago.
Yeah, about a month ago.
The furnace malfunctioned. Over next door, and I see through the wall the pipes come through, and the girls are.
Wow.
We came over with detectors from the fire department, and they had pretty high levels over here. So there's no detectors at all in this building for carbon monoxide.
Hey,
Jeff,
why don't we do this building?
Right, like I said, there's enough money in the budget to do this building, the town garage, and the carbon monoxide here. But we don't have enough to do the EMS building right now.
Didn't he say you had to have EMS for COVID?
No.
Thought he said something for COVID.
No, it's just at night, there's nobody there. If something happens, there's nobody there. So.
Because that's what I'd rather do is get a fire and smoke alarm system rather than cameras, because there's nothing up there.
Is that a fire alarm up there?
Nothing.
Really? I thought they did them both when they did this one way back, but no.
I'll just do fire in the town garage, fire it up, and I'll do the cameras now. You have to record it.
Wherever, but I mean, you might say your camera's here. Or
I don't do cameras here, but not the town garage.
Right.
Just do fire and
the
fire
up
there for now.
Yeah. Ken?
I'll probably do the fire and that makes sense, actually.
You never know, a truck could catch on fire, batteries and stuff.
Yeah.
How many highway garages have been lost? And
yeah, no.
Being way up there and back, nobody would notice that. Of course, we've been lucky. Pickles are, Mike caught one. It was burning as he drove it out the door. The time we caught rain just before we left. been very lucky and fortunate to learn it right here.
Well, I'm assuming that that 4800 is going to be the same as down garage would be. Well, they have motor arms at the garage. They must have a recoil the garage as a fire. So, why don't we do the,
do the ones for here? And then
let's do the cameras and the carbon monoxide here, and then we'll get a price for the fire up at the garage. See what it is. We have enough money left to do it. Now, my recommendation. I'll make a motion that we do the cameras and the carbon monoxide here, and then we'll get a price on doing the fire at the garage.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Nick?
I'll second.
Chris, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. All right. Anything else under new business? Okay. Ladies?
Hi.
Code officer.
Huh?
Code officer.
Oh. Forgot all about Jason. He's so quiet. Yeah, thanks, Nick. I forgot. Last month we appointed a new code enforcement officer. He lasted 2 days. He resigned, so we brought in Jason Poulin, who is now our code enforcement officer. He's been working pretty diligently, trying to clean up the office. Him and John have been working together. And so Jason is our new code enforcement officer. You got anything to say, Jason, or?
Don't forget to have your pet spayed and neutered.
From office.
That's about all.
Oh, yeah, that's everybody. Nine permits this month and $329 and 4 cents.
Good.
That's what I got.
All right. Well, keep up the good work.
We're going.
Yep. Thanks, Jason. Okay.
So we asked to compare this evening. We work with the Healthy Neighborhoods Program on the Clinton County Department of Health.
Mm-hmm.
This is my co-worker Heather Alden and my son Dan Lombardo. And we have asked to come here to speak to you about the program. Healthy Neighborhoods Program has been around in Clinton County since 1985. We've helped out a good many homes since then. We've never told any home no, and we continue to service everybody and anybody within the county. However, though, our grant was a 5-year grant, and the last 2 years of that grant suffered a 20% cut. We were still able to service everybody's home, give them products, do everything that we can. Sounds like you know the importance of carbon monoxide detectors and smoke detectors and all that stuff. And we've got a 1-year extension, but it's at a reduced budget. So we're reaching out to each of the towns, asking them if that they can help at all. I don't care if it's 2 smoke detectors, 2 carbon monoxide detectors, or what it is. It will still help a home be safer. If any town could possibly help us, either with donations of those devices or possibly monetarily, that we can keep the money in your town. We definitely have served a good many homes in Moores and Moores Forks and surrounding areas, Champlain and all that there. And we just want to continue to make homes safer. So if you can see it at all in your budget to possibly help us out, that would be absolutely wonderful. If you can't, I completely understand. But, you know, it's just, you know, we can still go out to the home, we can still maintain our staffing so that we can get the grant renewed because they gave us a 1-year extension. We can maintain, keep doing the education. We do have some products left over. We're looking at some other avenues, but we're just trying to basically put everything together as much as possible to, you know, fully service these homes. Any questions?
Now, is there a criteria in order to help someone, or?
Nope, you just have to live in the county because every home is important and every home should be safe.
Okay.
We do service a lot of homes so that are lower income, but yes, we've never, as I said, we've never turned a home away.
So if we put this on our website, mm-hmm. have them get in touch with you if they have, you know, if they're in need of some detectors or.
Yeah. So. Okay. Any questions from anybody at all about
Could we, here in our town office, put a bin out, and if the community wanted to donate those items as well, we could take a collection?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's an amazing idea.
Yeah, very good idea. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Okay. Okay, I guess we're public comment. Crystal?
I got something. Is there a criteria on where you can put guardrails? If anybody wants to go check my road, you know where we live? That is extremely deep there. That ravine is really, really deep. Is that a possibility that guardrails could be put there? Not the whole road, although it's only a mile long, but just in certain areas?
It's a possibility. They are very, very costly. And we have tried to get some from leftover state materials before. Might be able to do something with them now, but generally they sell them to a private guy that turns around and puts them up on his own. But maybe I should be seeing Billy Jones in a couple weeks. I might be able to put a plug in his ear to get some.
I mean, there's probably other spots in town. I just don't know. I just see what I see since on my road, and it's, I don't know. Would you guess how deep that is?
Oh, look at it. They're pretty.
Basically the whole road, that side.
Way down. Okay. I'll take that again in a minute.
We'll check.
Thanks.
Anybody else?
I was just going to ask if we heard any more on the Dollar General coming or.
Supposedly they're ready to go as soon as this weather ever. They've got the contractor and, everything's ready. They just, as far as I know, they're ready to go. So.
So we got to pray for sunshine?
Yeah.
It's coming.
You're going to wait till next year.
They pray for that anyway.
The CEMS is holding an open house, so the building finally complete now?
Yep. Been completed. They were in there last month.
So the final building submitted to the repair department for the building?
Yep.
Can you tell the public what the total would have been?
A little bit over 22,000.
And we didn't do any kind of bidding on that or anything? We didn't have to follow any of our procurement policies on that?
Nope.
Why would we not follow our town adopted procurement policies?
Because we did get a bid.
You guys resubmitted bids?
Nope. We got one bid.
And you put it out to the public?
Yep.
Yep. You expressed where you put it out to the public?
In the paper.
It was in the Petro Public.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm sorry. Yes. I have one more thing, but it's on the beautiful nation. If we're having a meeting tomorrow night at 7 here, if anybody in town wants to join, please come.
Beautification committee is having a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. So, if anybody is interested, please come. We can use the ideas and whatever.
Okay. Anybody else?
Jeff. I was up at the cemetery and we're in the Battery Road the other day. The cross the side is terrible. I don't know if there's a disease going on or if there's just so much sand.
No, there was a grub in there last summer, and we treated for the grub. There's a pesticide that we put in there to try to kill all the grub. And Jack has the same problem, Jack Dragoon, and he put lime down to see if it's going to help. So we'll just wait and see how his is going to turn out.
Okay.
Because they have no money. I mean, the cemetery has no money. If anything, it'll have to come from the town because. The cemetery is, when they dropped it on our lap, I'm trying to get the Division of Cemeteries is supposed to give us some stuff to work with, lawnmowers and stuff, but they're dragging their feet, anything to do with the state. But we're just kind of waiting to see how Jax is going to turn out before we spend the money and go ahead and do it, see if it'll make a difference. But it's pure sand over there, and it's just, it's Yeah, that's bad.
But how, when are you gonna know what that line works?
We should know pretty soon with this rain. He just did it here last week, so.
Okay.
So we should know, I'm hoping pretty soon.
So if it does work, you're gonna bring the line into the cemetery?
We're gonna have to try to figure out how to spread it in there, yeah, without getting it all over the stones. That's gonna be probably a little tricky, but I, you know.
Why, what do you use to spread it?
It got a, I don't know if he's still got it or not.
That won't work for that.
It's too big.
Too big. You'd have to like a walk behind the line shredder or something.
Yeah, do it almost by hand. So maybe we'll, if we do that, maybe we'll look for some volunteers to help out. Someday when it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
Zoning board chairman.
Huh?
Zoning board chairman.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I think we need to do something.
Okay, all right. The board's been talking about appointing a zoning board chairman, and I think our last zoning board meeting we had was kind of a farce. Didn't pan out the way it should have been. So I want to make a motion that we appoint John Gordon as a zoning board chairman for this year, if he'll accept it.
I'll accept it.
Okay, I'll have a second on that.
A second.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we need to get some new members, John, and try to get some people, you know.
We're down to one alternate because of Larry Brooks is passing.
Right.
So we do need at least one alternate.
So we can we move that alternate up to the...
Well, we have, I believe we have a full set of members.
Okay.
It's just the town, I believe August has carried two alternates.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, if anybody knows or anybody that's willing to sit on the zoning board, just let us know. You know, they'd be alternates to start out in case somebody, you know, falls out, doesn't want to do it anymore. But yeah.
Or if they can't make a meeting, you know.
Right, right. And the alternate will fill in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mainly the reason why we'd had alternates, because sometimes somebody can't make a meeting, so like try to get a full board, so.
I'll do the roll call.
Yep, go ahead.
Councilperson Paris.
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris.
Yes.
Supervisor Menard.
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris.
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant.
Yes.
All right, carried. Okay, anything else?
I have one other thing. We're talking about putting cameras in different places, offices. The EMS is something maybe you might want to consider putting an actual camera there, meaning that there's probably narcotics and other things that are being housed in those ambulances.
They have cameras there.
At the EMS building?
EMS has cameras.
Yeah, they put their own cameras
in. They put their own camera system in.
Okay. It just sounded like there was nothing.
Yeah, no, they put their own in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because all the equipment in there is theirs.
Well, we're talking about the automatic fire alarm thing.
Yeah.
Well,
for the building, yeah. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, like I say, it'd be kind of fruitless for us to.
Well, I understand that. It sounded like there was nothing other equipment.
Right. Yeah, no. They did that before they moved in.
Okay. Yeah. Probably some signage too, because nobody really knows right now it's an EMS building. If there's a medical emergency,
think during the process to get
We put in for the state to get one of those signs, but it takes.
At least they're putting their own EMS building sign.
Yeah.
Can't find EMS building.
The sign there is just not.
I know, but I think they're making us the one sign we need.
Yeah. So we're working on that also. Okay. Okay. Anything else? by the way, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but for Kelly, she doesn't know everybody here, so if you could give us your name.
Aaron.
Sorry.
That I do.
She keeps telling me that every meeting, I keep forgetting.
There's a few of you that understand the issue on School Street, but on the 24th, was it the 24th or 15th of March, our basement flooded. And we had pumped out, and then we were heading to Buffalo for a hockey tournament for my son. So we called, I spoke to Chris, called Roto-Rooter. They came, they bagged it, and the plug was further than what the bag could reach. So they went and got the jetter, and they jetted out 81 feet, I believe. It was a frozen slug, so. My drain, I get the water from the top of the street that flows through the storm sewer, and it comes into my house when the pipe is froze beyond that.
And I submitted the bill with Irving. I think you guys have that.
Possible. Okay.
I probably forwarded on email.
Okay, so you're saying because it froze, it backed up into your basement?
It does every year, every time. I mean, with Mr. Boris, I mean, we've been dealing this for 10 years.
Okay, I don't know much about it, so.
It's part of the deep and that.
Storm sewer system, or storm drain?
Deep sewer system, part of it.
We get every inch of water that flows down that road, we get it in our yard.
Where does that go to?
Goes there towards his place.
When it goes across, it goes up.
That starts up by the library there.
Yeah, starts at the old.
Goes down across Doc Evans and all down the side.
Down the side of the road there?
Yeah.
And everybody's house is tied into it.
So you almost have to start back.
When it froze last year, it was like this friend who shot and set the tank froze.
Yeah, it was a bad year for freezing there, no doubt about that.
This has been the third time that we've had to deal with that. And it's the first time we had to pay. I think 81 feet is, I think that's your responsibility, not mine.
Okay. Well, yeah, we should check on at least the outlet of it and see, make sure it's clear and it's draining.
They fixed it that day. The water left. I haven't had any issues since.
Is it falling under the town?
Huh?
If it's under the town?
Well, if it's...
The town owns that?
Well, they own the ones on the road, yeah.
Yeah,
so yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'll have to look into it and see. I'll find the bill first, find out where the bill is, but I'll check it.
I think you have the bill, don't you? I emailed it to you.
I haven't saved it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, forward it to me, and I'll check with the insurance company. Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Is there something else we can do with the road?
Well, if it's draining now, I mean, leave it alone. It's draining.
My basement is draining. We have an issue. There's an issue with the road.
Right.
There's been an issue since we moved in there 10 years ago.
Issue with the road or issue with the drain?
The road is pitched. The road is pitched to one side where there's no storm drains. So all the water, runs into my yard.
It has eaten away.
Okay, well, let's check it out and see.
Well, there's a
drain on the corner, but it's kind of drained off.
There's a cement box. I don't know if we can cut the cover off. Since we got this.
Is there a cement cover on that box?
Yeah, I spoke with you, Mr. Boris, 10 years ago. We had discussed removing that cover and putting a drainable cover on there.
When I dug it this spring, we're probably gonna have to cut it. It don't look like there's a cover. That's the issue at the moment. I might have to pull that whole, it looks like it's a whole cement box.
Open on one side right now.
Yeah, I chopped the cement out on the neighbor's side, so the water, because it comes down in her driveway, it was going right over that into yours.
Right.
And I poked that hole in it for now. Hoping it would help.
The problem is that side of the road is higher than the road. The water can't get there because it's higher than the road.
Yeah, the water can't go to the drains on the school side. And I had kind of some hand on doing something with that road this year, but
I don't think that box is that deep, and I think your frost keeps lifting it up. I don't think it's not over 4 feet.
No, so the frost is working it. Yeah, I'll check it out and see what we can do with it.
The other thing to do is dig around it and maybe put some of that foundation insulation around it, stop the frost from getting there. Cut a hole in the top and put a grate.
Well, that's what I plan on, cutting the top off it, put a manhole cover or a storm cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, we discussed if we could get a fall cover on there where it takes the water.
Yeah.
That should send the water across the street on the school side and then away from my yard.
Is it turning a drain across the road?
Yep.
And it runs into that box?
It doesn't. It actually runs past it and it fills my driveway.
Is it supposed to tap into?
If you put a drain in my driveway, it would fix the whole problem. That's where all the water goes.
I think what the problem is when they put that in, they use old barrels. The drainage down the side of that road, they're probably all rotting out.
Didn't use culverts?
Eh?
They didn't use culverts?
I doubt it. I mean, this was a long time ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. I don't remember that road being worked on. But I don't ever remember that road being worked on.
Not for drainage.
No. So, okay. All right. Yeah, we'll check it out and see what we can do with it. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Do you mind if I mention one more thing?
No. Go ahead.
I realized that I neglected to tell you guys the other best part of the story, and that is we have a promotion going on right now. And for everyone who signs up with Delaware River Solar, you'll get a $50 gift certificate to our barbecue and brews promotion in the month of May. And so Plattsburgh Brewery or I've heard Dickie's Barbecue is a great barbecue place in Plattsburgh. So just so you know, $50 promotion.
Okay. All right. Does it? All right. Thank you, everybody. Our motion to vote. Chris? Don second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carrie? All right. Thanks, everybody.